Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Joining us on Fancy New Band this morning, we have the lovely Deep State. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, not too bad, thanks. It's great to have you in the studio. Yeah. You've just released a new single yesterday.
I did.
So, yeah, we're looking forward to this little set. Shall we get started?
Yeah, let's go. Thank you.
Woo!
Yay!
Oh, very good. So I think we should start off with just to get everyone sort of acquainted with you. Where did the name Deep State come from? Is it like anything? Did anything in particular sort of influence that, or was it just sort of a name you thought of?
That's a good question. No one's asked me that. I guess. Oh no, this is going to reveal some stuff about what I look at on the internet. So I guess, especially over lockdown, but I've always kind of been into like conspiracy stuff.
Yeah.
I go on Reddit.
Yeah.
And that has been a big theme for 2020, Deep State. And I just kind of loved the name. And I kind of sort of described what, like, the mood of the music I wanted to play. So I took it.
That's so cool. I was watching way too many, like, murder mystery kind of podcasts. It was so bad.
So how did you sort of get started into this kind of music, especially? Like, was it one sort of event that sort of sparked it, or was it something that you've been wanting to do for a long time?
Definitely something I've been wanting to do for a long time. I think, yeah, it's kind of something, yeah, that I've wanted to do for a long time, but I didn't really know how to get into it. And I now have, like, a lot of friends that make music, so I was able to see what they were doing and how they were doing it and get tips from them. And then, like I was saying to you before, lockdown happened and I suddenly had a lot more time on my hands. And I thought, like, why not do that now?
Yeah, something about lockdown, it seemed to have sparked, like, everyone's kind of creative
That is crazy. Because for me, it was the opposite. But for a lot of other people, it seems like they were going hard. And I'm like, you know what?
Yeah, after, like, your fifth day of making sourdough, it's just like, now what do I do?
I gotta go on Reaper, you know?
Awesome. So do you have another song you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, definitely. So this is a song that is not on the upcoming EP. It's actually something I've, like, new experimentation. So hope you guys like it. Thank you.
Yo.
Very good. Very good. So with your music, I'm hearing a lot of sort of like late 80s, early 90s sort of ambience, you know, think of like Aphex Twin and stuff like that. Do you have any musical kind of influences in your creative process?
Yeah, you just hit the nail on the head pretty much. Definitely Aphex Twin is a big one,
yeah.
A really big one. When I was making the EP was Enigma and Deep Forest.
Ah, yeah.
Mm. And I love Burial as well, which is
nice.
Kind of influencing the newer stuff.
Yeah. So do you have a question, Jade?
Yeah. Well, just going along with that, you said you've been doing... Oh my gosh, I sound crazy. You've been doing like a lot of live shows. So how do you kind of perform like in a DJ setting? Do you also get influences from those types of people? Like, do you see, I don't know, like, do you have a ensemble that you wear when you're going
out? I wish I did. Maybe I should think about that. I mean, I'm definitely like, when I go out and I see DJs playing or like friends of mine that do similar kinds of music, I love to see what they do to get some new ideas of how I could perform live.
Mm.
Yeah.
And are there any local sort of like around Tamaki Makaurau, any DJs that you're sort of influenced by as well?
Oh, I'm Amelia.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And maybe Zionov, shout outs to them. Yeah, I don't know, probably lots of people.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
So what does your creative process look like? Do you have a specific routine that you go through, or is it more sporadic? Like, you get inspiration, it's like, then you start working on something? Or is it something more, you kind of sit yourself down and be like, okay, I'm going to create something? If that makes sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. I guess it's a bit of both. Like, generally, I'll use Reaper, I get that up, and then I will generally find like maybe a pad sound that I like or a beat that I really like, and I just build on top. That's pretty much how I always do it.
So you kind of build from samples and stuff.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, or like a MIDI sound.
Yeah.
How do you name your songs like at the end?
Oh man, it's so hard. I find it's like these couple of new ones I've made, they're just called New One, New Two. Like,
yeah.
I feel that.
Yeah. I really struggle. I usually just have to like listen to it a few times and be like, okay, I think this kind of fits it or whatever. Yeah.
Cool.
I've got another song for us.
Yeah, I do.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So this is another newer one.
It's called New Song.
We'll be right back.
Oh, that was so good. So, so are there any plans for an EP or something like that, something soon?
Yeah, so I'm actually releasing the EP on Friday, July the 16th, which is
My birthday.
Is it really? Yeah. Oh, I'll have to remember to say happy birthday.
And is that on all streaming services? Or
Yeah, it will be. And there's going to be a release show at Whammy Backroom.
Ooh,
so
looking forward to that.
Get your tickets.
Will there be a physical copy as well? Or
No, not at the moment, just digital.
Oh, yeah, awesome. Any other questions, Jay?
Oh, boy.
She's just wandered back into the studio.
Hello. I reckon, yeah, are you from around here? Like, have you been in the music scene for a little while?
No, not really. Like, I just started making music, like I said, when lockdown started.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
This is all pretty new for me.
Yeah.
But that's, I love
so
it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, you're welcome.
Oh, thanks.
So are you from Auckland or?
Yeah, I am.
Yep. Oh,
yep.
Cool.
Yep.
Nice. So another song?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah! Oh my gosh.
Just wandered back into the studio.
So that was a new song as well.
That is going to be on the upcoming EP.
Okay, so what is the EP going to be called? Do you
have a title
can
for
we
it?
Say?
Yeah. Can we reveal that?
It's oh yeah, people already know. MMXXI, but people always forget, and I say you can just call it 2021.
Oh,
nice. I understand.
I
it's confusing.
I see.
So is it all ready to be released, or is there still a little bit of work to be done?
Yeah, it's all ready to go.
Oh, looking forward to that.
That's so exciting. Like, how do you have like a release show that you've had planned? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, when's that going to be?
Oh, the 16th of July.
Okay. Nice. Where can you buy tickets?
Oh, Under the Radar, of course.
Ah, yes, classic.
Okay, guys, look up Deep State, Under the Radar, for this release show.
I was just going to say something, but it's just completely phased my mind.
Oh, boy. What did it have to do with?
I have no idea. My mind's
music.
Just blank right. Wow.
I'll just say they have this really cool deck thing.
Yeah, cool mixer.
What is it called?
A DJ controller. Oh. Pioneer DJ smart controller.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
So if people want to check out your music, where can we find you?
I'm on Bandcamp and Spotify, Apple Music, pretty much every streaming service. Mm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Try to do all of them, guys. Try to do Bandcamp. That one gets the most money.
Yeah, support local artists.
Yeah, Bandcamp's great.
Got one more song?
Yeah, one yes. last song. This is a little remix.
Oh, looking forward to that.
Rave time, guys.
Yeah, truly.
We just had a question. Who is the producer? This is Deep State. It's Deep State, very, very.
Is it in
stuff.
All caps?
No, lowercase.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, I had to get that out of there. That's such a good remix.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, so thank you, Jess, aka the wonderful Deep State. Thank you so much for coming on. It's been an absolute pleasure having you.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Check out Deep State on all streaming services and head along to the EP release show at Whammy on Friday the 16th of July. It'll be a good time. We'll definitely be there. It's going to be great.
For sure.
Oh, one more round of applause. We got to do it.
Oh, my gosh.
We will be right back after these, well, after the news, and yeah, that was Fancy New Band.
That was a Fancy New Band, thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.